This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Samer Shahata, welcome back to the roundtable.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Samer, we haven't had an update on Egypt in a while. We've been spending some time, obviously, on the show talking about Israel and Hamas, what's going on in Gaza. But I would like to capitalize on your knowledge of Egypt in particular, because we have an interesting shift going on there. We've had presidential elections within the last couple of months, but a lot of questions about democracy and the future of Egypt. Tell us what we ought to be thinking about where Egypt is today in terms of its democratic development.
Well, there's a great debate, of course, in Egypt, and the country is divided about where it is going. A summer ago, 1 year ago, there was a coup against Egypt's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, who was a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. That coup, of course, came after millions of people, the largest number of protesters in Egyptian history, went out onto the streets calling for first early elections and then his resignation. The military intervened. The Minister of Defense at the time, Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, who then stepped down from the military and won overwhelmingly in elections in January of 2014. So there is a great debate as to whether that was a coup or a revolution. And there has been, unfortunately, a great deal of violence that accompanied that transition. There are about 16,000 to 18,000 people in jail, mostly political prisoners, members of the Muslim Brotherhood. There's also been a crackdown against journalism and freedom of the press, both foreign journalists in Egypt, which has gained a tremendous amount of attention internationally, as well as Egyptian journalists, which hasn't been well covered. And there have also been moves against the original instigators of the 2011 revolution or uprising against Mr. Mubarak, the youth elements in Egyptian society who were calling for freedom, justice, and an end to corruption. So Egypt is a difficult place right now. I would argue, and I think there's a tremendous merit to this, that Egypt is not heading in a democratic direction, unfortunately.
Well, this all seems to be putting a significant amount of pressure on the relationship between the U.S. and Egypt, a very important relationship. Historically, we've been very close. John Kerry has recently visited the country and has, of course, been publicly outspoken about some of these rather non-democratic developments in Egypt. But how is that relationship going? How are the United States and Egypt going to overcome some of these barriers that are in the way of their friendship right now?
Well, it's largely business as usual, unfortunately. And when I say business as usual, I refer to the previous relationship between the United States and the Mubarak regime, an authoritarian regime that regularly violated human rights, that undertook fraudulent elections, that used violence against domestic opponents, and didn't play a progressive role in the region. So although Mr. Kerry and occasionally the State Department spokesperson and others will make a comment, sometimes quite critical, about the state of, for example, press freedoms in Egypt. Military aid continues to go to the country. There's political support for Egypt from the United States. Mr. Kerry just talked about Egypt supposedly making progress towards democracy. So unfortunately, the United States always, in the case of Egypt and in the case of many other countries, puts its supposed national security interests, for example, the maintenance of the Camp David peace accord between Egypt and Israel, the access that American military have over Egyptian skies, overflight rights, or passage through the Suez Canal for American military vessels, over things like democracy, human rights, and rule of law.
Well, I have to get to this. We've been talking a lot about what's going on in Israel today in Gaza to try to eliminate Hamas and their tunnels. Now, the Arab states, there's been this interesting coalition of Arab states that has emerged, kind of with Egypt as the leader, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates, against Hamas. Some have said that at least their silence on what Israel is doing there is deafening. What are we to make of this? Why is this happening?
Well, I think one can't understand this without going back to the Arab uprisings in 2011, in which we saw the possibility of democracy emerging in countries that overthrew autocrats like Tunisia and Egypt, Libya, and Yemen and so on. And there was a counterforce in the Arab world, a status quo force that wanted nothing to do with democracy and nothing to do with change, led by Saudi Arabia and some of the Arab states. So that's part of it. These are really counter-revolutionary, non-progressive forces in the region. The other part of it is, and it's related, is that these are states that are hostile to political Islam, to Islamist forces. And they see in Hamas the Muslim Brotherhood. They see in Hamas Islamist opposition to their own regimes. So they're very, very hostile to Hamas. And in that sense, it is tacit support for what Israel is doing.
Well, this I think will be something very interesting to keep our eye on as the situation in Gaza seems to not have any end in sight. So thank you so much, Samer, for being here with us today. As always, your insight is really important to us. Thank you.
Always my pleasure to speak to you, Suzette.